and light family. Netzer Aa. Glory to God in the highest. Thank you for visiting my channel once again, the Comedic Science Channel, the Netaru and You, where we discuss the divine blueprint for our default programming of operating within the spiritual faculties of our Creator versus the programming that has affected our minds, our mental health, our projections, and our reality as we see it. In the prior podcast, I spoke of men being programmed to operate in a dominant fashion, which does not promote equality with women. And Spirit has told me to correct myself to make sure that there is clarity in what I'm saying. When I speak of men that are operating in lawlessness, I'm referring to exactly that, men that operate in lawlessness, men that operate in the matrix mind, men that know nothing of the spiritual composition of their mind and spirit and their potential as a manifestation of God the Father, the seed of all creation, the possibility of all manifestation. That is what the man is. The man is a reflection of the seed of all life. He carries the souls of every human being in his reproductive system. Every soul comes from God through the man and is birthed into the earth realm through the woman. Every man is a reflection of the seed of God the Father, which is the potential of all creation, all that is to be or can be, and the woman is the soil in which that seed is planted, which is gestated for 9 months according to the planets, which are the Netaru, the tree of life, and birthed into the earth realm. And so the correction that the Father told me to give is that I need to be clear when I speak of things of a negative connotation, to make sure that the listeners understand I'm referring only to those that are controlled by the matrix mind. I am not referring to the divine masculine. And so when I spoke with anger, it was because I have personally experienced this loss of vitality in life and happiness because of listening to others' projections that have been affected by the matrix. And so I just want to be clear that I am no master, I am no scholar, I am on the path of self-mastery, and I'm here to share what I have learned, what I am learning, and whatever I continue to learn as Spirit allows me to live and give this information. So I had some time with Spirit, and I got some information regarding healing life's traumas, because that's particularly where I am in my life. I'm not the only one. We've all experienced pain and loss and trauma in this life, and the problem is that we don't know how to effectively deal with it. I can tell you the first thing you need to do is expose it, you know, at least to yourself, because what you do not reveal, you cannot heal. It's just like a wound or a sore. You know, if you get scabbed from falling off of a bike and you do not clean the wound and expose it to the air, then it will not heal. And so this is the same thing with our experiences of pain, whether it be emotional, physical, etc. We need to expose them so that they can be healed by nature. Okay, so in saying that, I want to once again reiterate that when I said the men think they own this world, I'm referring to the men that live according to the desires of this world. The men that are controlled by the matrix mind, not the divine masculine. The divine masculine men of this world are those that have the knowledge of self. They understand who they are as a God. They understand who they are as a manifestation of the Father energy. And they understand they are to operate as God the Father. So if you hear me on a tangent and I'm getting riled up or I'm feeling passionate about what I'm saying, understand I'm a human and a spirit. I am not in a perfect condition. If I was, I'd be taken back to spirit. I'd be turned back into spirit form. So I still have lessons to learn. I still have growing. I still have evolutionary processes to go through to master myself, because once we master life, we are taken out of here. So if you are looking for perfection, please understand you're not going to find that in me. You're not going to find that on this channel in reference to who I am. You will find it in the knowledge I'm giving regarding the knowledge of the tree of life, which in my personal opinion is the Christ. It is the power of life. The master who first became into being through light, meaning illumination, meaning the removal of darkness, clarity, understanding, wisdom, overstanding, innerstanding, upperstanding, downerstanding, understanding all elements, all levels, compartmentalized areas of wisdom regarding a place, person, or thing. So again, I just want you to know, if there is anyone that listened and were offended because of the energy I was projecting, I'm coming forth by day, by night. I am not perfect. I'm going to continue to say that on this podcast, that I am far from perfection. I'm only redeeming the time while life is in my body, because we all have an amount of numbered days, and no one knows the day that we are returning back to spirit. And so we have to take advantage of the day and the time we have to do whatever we're called to do in this life. That's what we are given, a gift. The present is a gift. We have to use it wisely. And so that's what I'm attempting to do. So you will find me in different states. I may be emotionally balanced in some segments of my podcast, and others I may not be. So if you're looking for perfection, this is not the platform that you want to listen to, because I do not project a personality of perfection. I project a personality of one who is coming forth by day and by night. That means by knowing and not knowing. Balance and unbalance. Alignment and misalignment. This is what I go through, and I admit that. What I'm doing is sharing what I have done and what I have learned in the processes of coming forth, and hope that it will help you, because I've been told to do this by spirit. And so I'm following instruction, divine instruction. And that is all. I do pray that whoever listens to this podcast can benefit, and that they can apply these tenets to their life, and that it will produce fruit of happiness, joy, peace, balance, power over themselves, and control of their own life. Because as I said before, there are people that are used as a host for malevolent beings. This means an intelligence that is against divine law and order, balance, peace, and harmony. Some have been created for that. There will always be light and darkness. There will always be good and evil. And I wanted to interject that a lot of people talk about separation. And the reason why I say separation is an illusion is because the polarities of life cannot be separated. They are an exact reflection or opposite of one another. And so dark and light, good and evil are opposites. And so this flipping of the coin, so to speak, is something that is a reflection of its opposite. And so therefore it can't be separated, because it is a mirror of its opposite. And so I would term this ideal of separation more as something that could be called coagulation, meaning, consolidation, coagulation, and compartmentalization. And this is what I believe needs to happen in this world. Things need to be redeemed and coagulated. Things need to be put in its proper place. In other words, order needs to be restored. Order. Okay, this is under the Mercury energy, Sebek, which is also controlled, which also emanates the Virgo energy. We are entering into Virgo now. Today is September 2nd, 2019, the day of Labor Day, according to American history or holiday. So my labor of love now is to share what I have come to understand in the trials of my life growing up in the matrix, the belly of the beast, the programmed systems of this world where people are affected by the projections of media, of personality disorders, according to what is deemed to be success. And so people adopt these personalities in order to gain what is known as success in this life. They alter their personalities. They project an image or a character that is not their true nature in order to gain position, power, control, money. We all have done this, but as we get older, we have to take a step back and look at our lives and ask ourselves, are we being authentic? Because freedom is the freedom of spirit and the freedom of being who you truly are. And this knowledge of the Kemetic Science Channel, the Netaru in you, the nature of God that lies within your spirit, which was given by our ancient Egyptian ancestors, is the knowledge of the default program in which our Creator wanted us all to live in so that we can have balance and harmony. So that we won't have to take from another in order to gain what it is we desire in life. We don't have to harm another in order to be free and able to obtain the life, the happiness, and the joy that we desire in this experience of life as a human being and as a reincarnated spirit of the Creator in a small, unique form, which is your soul purpose. This knowledge of this ancient Kemetic science helps through the knowledge of the planetary powers that connect to the conscious faculty of that Neter, which is a specific aspect of our creative power, helps you to understand your particular composition of spirit, meaning your mind, meaning the divine mind within you, which is not promoted by this world. But the science will help you to see what your weaknesses are, what your strengths are, and what you need to do to overcome the lower animal nature within yourself, which is the process of coming forth by day and by night into your divine blueprint, which is your soul contract. So I want to share with you on this day of labor, which I am doing a labor of love in, I want to share with you this wisdom that Spirit gave me, and it's in a form of writing, so I'll just read to you what I was given. Okay, the title is Healing from Life's Traumas. I've been immersed in some deep studies and knowledge regarding spirituality and social sciences. In this study, I've learned a lot about social programming, interpersonal communications, and impersonal communications. Interpersonal communications would refer to relationships that you have with another person. Impersonal would be the relationship you have with yourself. Okay, so in this study, I've learned a lot about social programming, interpersonal communications, and impersonal communications, as well as spirituality and religious studies from various faiths. I've been determined to find the answers to my emotional problems, if not all of them, at least some of them, and I am getting closer to that resolve, which in my personal opinion has to do with conscious awareness. What I have come to find is that most people are living a programmed life, either past experiences or external influences, or both, generally speaking. However, there are other causes of programming that derive from what I term known ignorance and unknown ignorance. These two stem from intention, and that intention is based on projecting and protecting one's own personality from others in order to avoid emotional hurt or trauma to themselves. The problem with this known and unknown ignorance is that it is dangerous, and it has the ability to handicap or scar the innocent recipient that is unaware of this mental dysfunction in the person who projects in order to protect the ego. The ego, in my opinion, is edging God out, or the safe place we've constructed in the imagination that provides emotional protection to one who has been severely injured and emotionally scarred and fears further injury. This ego has one goal: to protect its owner from emotional harm, injury, experience, and scarring. In this process of the ego protecting itself, it only considers what its owner wants. Therefore, it conducts its behavior in a way that benefits only the owner and not others. The saying, "good intentions can pave the road to hell," is very applicable here, because although well-intended, the ego only wants to keep its owner safe. It is not concerned with the safety of others. Unfortunately, the ego does not consider what happens or what harm is done to the others while projecting in order to protect itself. It only cares about its owner. That means that people who are a part of this form of dysfunction, who is controlled by this unhealthy ego, will be harmed internally, living in cognitive dissonance, denial, and never knowing who the true self is. In summation, my examination of my own life, my blocks, my experiences. Excuse me, there's a honking horn outside, and that's the projection of a malevolent force I was referring to in one of my other podcasts. I think I'm going to cease at this moment, and I will return when the honking stops, okay? So I'll be back with you in a moment. Thank you. Okay, let's continue. As I said before, in my summation, in my examination of my own life, my blocks, my experiences with other human beings, my emotional injuries and habits that were formed as a result of these experiences with those who have been ruled by the ego mind, have been things such as self-sabotage, negative self-talk, dumbing down to please others, self-enforced servitude, and overall self-degradation and destruction. Developing a just means in which to do this work of addressing this personality disorder has been difficult, as it is my desire to convey knowledge of corrective procedures to address this illness without bias. In saying that, I have had to spend countless years examining my own emotions, thoughts, triggers, behaviors, and experiences, so that a clear explanation can be given in hope to reach the mind that operates in this unhealthy way of protecting one's personality and those who are affected by it. Personality, in my definition of the word, relates to one's personal reality, which makes it real for them, for the person, which speaks through sound, meaning the way in which they convey intentions or reasonings behind what they are speaking in order to gain the desired thing or power. Because most people never address, ponder, or face these personal reality disorders and defects, which are created and shaped through personal experiences. Most people in this world will continue to experience unnecessary emotional injury, the projector and the receiver of the projection. Hurt and scarring will occur until those with this personality disorder are willing to face this demon head on within themselves and address the harm they are causing themselves and others. When people choose to ignore this dysfunctional mindset and choose instead to live a life of delusion, it corrodes the quality of life for the self and others. The results are devastating and can last a lifetime and can affect one's productivity, self-esteem, and overall well-being and happiness. When referring to this condition, one particular differentiation must be addressed. There are some who enjoy the infliction of pain on others. This psychosis perpetuates harm in emotion and mental balance. These people I consider psychopathic or narcissistic. When a human being enjoys harming others, but projects intentions of loving care or innocence only to harm another for a feeling of power, this is a serious mental illness. It is a hidden problem within our society that needs to be addressed immediately. When these people are found out, they must be avoided at all costs if they are not willing to address the issue. At times, some of these people become violent, irrational, and very covert in their desire to harm another so that they can feel superior. Unless this person is willing to admit this psychosis and get help, a healthy relationship can never be established with such a person. In my life, I have had the difficult experience of understanding such people after long years of pain, harm, and study and forgiveness. How to identify them, how to avoid them, and how to heal from the injuries caused by them in my life is my life's work. I am now on my way to recovery, and it feels really good. I hope to eventually help others heal from life's past traumas through relationships with people with aberrated minds and mental psychosis, which harm others. I hope to help to identify the traits and how to avoid such people and deal with them in a loving and kind way. To heal from such injuries, one must be willing to seek and admit the truth for themselves of how they have been harmed, how they feel after the injury, and the knowing of the fact that the person who has caused the harm is most times unaware of what they have done or their condition. There will be some people that have been an intricate part of your life that you will have to let go of, that are unaware of this personality disorder within themselves. People you know that you have loved for years, that have oppressed you, that have been condescending, covert, and manipulative, destructive, and downright evil towards you, will be one of the biggest challenges of healing from this sickness that plagues many. This journey isn't for the weak of heart, nor is it easy, but you will find many brave-hearted souls traveling this road with courage, strength, dignity, and the pursuit of happiness. My hope and my desire is that you will find the strength to face your fears, face the realities of the psychosis that plagues our world, and do what is necessary to create your own heaven on earth. This is Sister Toffee signing off once again on the Comedic Science Channel, the Nitsuru in you. I wish you peace, love, protection, guidance, oneness, strength, provision, power, and overall wellness. I will speak with you at the appointed time. Peace, love, and light.